A Dunedin surveyor who thinks the city's Baldwin Street was robbed of the world's steepest title plans to travel halfway across the world in an attempt to claim it back. Dunedin man Toby Stoff was the first to cry foul when Baldwin Street was stripped of its title, and now he's going to Harlech, Wales, to put his theory to the test. Our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown has the story.
It was the news heard around the world. Well, the surveying world. Dunedin's Baldwin Street, the steepest in the world for the past three decades, was ceding its title to Ffwrdd Penllyn in the Welsh town of Harlech. But to Toby Stoff, something seemed off, and he was proved right when Guinness World Records confirmed the Welsh record was measured at the inside verge of a curve, exaggerating the gradient. He's been up to Baldwin Street and taken some quick measurements, which have re-proven what's already known about Dunedin's contender.
I think the first survey was done back in the 1980s. I mean, we're able to do it a little bit more accurately now. I think I got something like 34.7% at the steepest off the top of my head. So within Kiwi of the 35%, not a million miles away.
He says with the assistance of Global Survey, a complete scan of Baldwin Street will be taken tomorrow, giving the most accurate picture of the street yet. Thanks to some behind-the-scenes string-pulling, the same will happen with Ffwrdd Penllyn, and then the world and Guinness World Records can make up their mind.
I'm going to go over and survey it as well. Then I'll probably do a comparison. I can do like two profiles, just plot one on top of the other. And I'll just say, look, there's a centreline profile of both streets. I'm not going to say anything after that. I said, well, you guys be the judge. But I think once we've got all that information through, then it's in the public realm. Guinness can either say yay or nay.
Mr. Stoff says he's pretty confident the final picture will demonstrate Baldwin Street as the rightful holder to the claim of world's steepest street. So you're pretty confident the centreline measurements are going to show Baldwin Street to be the far steepest street?
Well, on the centreline, yeah. I mean, they better. If they don't, I'm going to look like a bit of a chump. But that's, as I understand it, the Welsh Street was measured on the steepest part was measured on the inside of the curve. By the time you get out onto the centreline, it should be a lot flatter. Hey, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's really steep on the centreline as well. But, you know, until we actually take the measurements and compare them, there's no way of knowing, really.
And he's found some supporters in his former surveying school classmates who hatched the plan to send him to Wales and have so far raised about $5,000 to make it happen. Mike Constable, who's now based in Singapore, told Checkpoint they are preparing for the backlash which may come when they contest the record.
Toby has been in touch with the surveyor in Wales, so we expect him to be on the ground when Toby's there. But concerned about Toby getting a few leaks thrown at him and things like this, so we're going to outfit him with some protective equipment.
Mr. Constable and another classmate, Dave Mitchell, started the online fundraising effort with former classmates and were now reaching out to others in the surveying world. Mr. Mitchell says claiming the record back for Dunedin is about righting a wrong.
I haven't been there, Mike hasn't been there, Toby hasn't been there, but looking at it, at photographs and street view, etc., it's a bit of a lane, isn't it? It's hardly what I would call a proper street, and I think a bit of visit over there and a few measurements and stuff will expose it for what it is, a bit of a sham.
The pair are aiming to raise more than $10,000 and are hoping to send Mr. Stoff to Harlech sometime in October when Gwyn Headley, the man behind the Ffwrdd Penllyn record, will be in town. In Dunedin, for Checkpoint, Timothy Brown.
Timothy Brown, there was some very important technicalities about Baldwin Street and the Guinness World Record competition.